श्री परमात्मने नमः। द सीकर हैज रिटन, आई एम ए क्रिश्चियन, आई लव जीसस क्राइस्ट एंड माई रिलेशनशिप टू हिम इज स्ट्रॉन्ग और ग्रोथ। आई वुड लाइक टू फॉलो द स्पिरिचुअल पाथ लाइक कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ सत्संग with the explanation of the Holy Bible and doing yoga, pranayama. My reply to the seeker is, I love Christ more than you. How will the person not love the greatest man on earth? And when I say more than you, I say truly, I know Christ more than you. Therefore, we are fellow travelers in that way. And be a Christian, remain a Christian. I always say, never change the religion in which you are born. Why? It should be like that, wherever you have taken birth. Because my doors are open to the humanity at large, to all the people in the world, including the communists. Because they say we don't believe in God. Oh, don't worry, come on, you will have good things. Everybody here. So, remain a Christian, continue to love Christ, and continue to have satsang here, and yoga, and pranayama, everything. Very few people know. There are certain years in the life of Christ about which there is not a definite record found. And now research has been made and people have found out that during those years he came to India. Particularly in Kashmir. There is a place there. Anyway, these things are historical. Somebody say this is just concocted or made up thing, may be correct, may not be correct. Okay, that is a dispute with the scholars. If it is, I did not see. But if it is there, another thing is 100% correct. He is very dear to me. I love him. A really spiritual man loves everybody. And why such a person will not love those who showed the path to the whole world at their own time? After all, Christ became a light, a torch bearer for the humanity. How can we forget him? I am so thankful to you, and I want also to ask you for your divine help very much for me and for my mother. You know that she does not agree with my visiting India. I did not want to hurt her because she believes God very deeply and she is absolutely devoted to Christian religion and Jesus Christ. She has written that she is always disturbed when I try to visit India. And one of the reasons she has written is, she is a Catholic, a staunch Christian, believes very deeply in Christ. My reply again is, she can't believe in Christ more than me. I give a challenge to anybody on earth to believe and love Christ more than me. Only to this extent one can love Christ. Nothing beyond it. To this extent one can. How a spiritual person will not love Christ or Krishna or Ram or Nanak or Muhammad or Kabir? They are the messengers of divinity for humanity everywhere. These are certain narrow ideas, boundaries drawn by us around those who were universal, who were for everybody. Would Christ refuse his grace to me because I was born a Hindu? Would Lord Krishna refuse his grace for a person born as a Christian or a Muslim? They are the personalities for the whole of humanity. Their heart is larger than the space, larger than the sky. They can't be like that. So these are our misunderstandings. Another point, which most of you know. Friends, we are not following any religion here. Though I am born a Hindu, though we discuss Bhagavad Gita and all that and many things, but we are not following any religion. We are following spirituality. I said this thing many times. Spirituality, which is the essence of all religions. Therefore, we respect all religions equally. And we are ready, and we actually do it, ready to take good things from everywhere. And we are ready, and we actually do it, ready to take good things from everywhere. Because my background as a Hindu is there in those scriptures more, therefore naturally I have more knowledge about that. Therefore I give the explanations from that. Secondly, I believe and I see, I don't see any other book full of such a clear exposition of the science of spirituality as Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, I discuss it. I equally respect Bible and the Quran and them equally as much I respect Gita, equally. But all those eternal gifts from the greatest on earth, they have in them the same element of truth, the same, truth is one. But the method of projection is different. The manner in which they have given it is different. And all those methods are also correct. At different times, different methods, different expressions, different things were used by them for the people at that time. So I respect everything. But above everything else, again I would repeat, we should be clear. We are following no religion but spirituality. And spirituality is a science. Science of the unfoldment of the inner self. Science of the evolution of the inner self. Science of transformation of our quality of as a human being. Spirituality is the science of transformation of human beings. As physical sciences deal with physical world, spirituality deals with inner world. Physical sciences deal with outer world, the nature we call. Spirituality deals with the inner world. And you know, science is universal. Science is one. There is no Russian physics and French physics and British physics. And there is Russian chemistry. And there is Chinese chemistry. Physics, chemistry, mathematics, they are universal. In the same way, there is no Hindu spirituality, Muslim spirituality, Christian spirituality. Spirituality, the science of the inner evolution, is the same. We should be very clear. This is different. It is the essence of all religions. And if it is so deeply and so clearly given in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita we have to read. And if something is found very valuable in the Bible, I will go to Bible and Christ and take it. Sometimes it comes to my mind, I have given examples from there also. I have not read Quran, but if I happen to be, I will have it. Why not? All great things on earth belong to me. Gita, Vedas, Bible, Quran, Jandavasta, all things belong to me. Somebody asked me, what is your religion? I am a Hindu, I am a Christian, I am a Muslim, I am a Buddhist, I am a Jain, I am a Sikh, I am everything. And I am none of them. None means, if there are things against reasoning, I don't accept. Simple thing. I will try to see them. They should be scientific. Should be understood. Somebody says, well, we don't believe in your doctrine and theory. I say, thank you. Well, then we are not ready to come here. Very much thankful. I will be nice, happy. I don't want anything. Thank you very much then. But you can't stop people from finding truth if they find it to be true. So, when the seeker says that every time she comes to India and the mother feels sorry and not at ease, the mother is not understanding the difference between spirituality and religion. But the seeker can't be stopped because the seeker is convinced that everything here is right. Truth is there. Very clearly I say, please examine with your own intellect what is happening here. And if you find it 100% correct, then follow it. I say 100%, not 99%. 100%. But one precaution is there. Many things you may not be able to understand correctly. Therefore, don't draw the conclusions all of a sudden. Ask me the questions. Full freedom is there. Anyway, that's another point. Try to tell the people that there is no question of any religion. It's spirituality, the science of inner unfoldment. You have to tell the people like that. Time has gone away now. Time is past when the question was whether Hinduism better or Muslimism or Christianity. That time of religions and the quarrels among them is gone. Now the time has begun of two things, spirituality and science. I mean physical sciences. It's an age of science. It's an age of intellect, reasoning. People should be satisfied. They want to know why. There should be the answer. This is the reason. Then they will follow. So, my good wishes to the seeker and nothing to worry. And these problems come in every person's life, such problems in a different manner. And when you have such challenges, such problems, you also have an opportunity to grow. You are convinced you are going for a correct thing. And your near relative is creating a problem in that. Then there is an opportunity to grow in tolerance, in patience, not becoming angry there. And softly and peacefully try to tell them, this is not the case. I know what is right. Please let me do. So your patience will increase.